Benji Shulman, Director of Public Affairs at the South African Zionist Fed. How wonderfully weird to be talking to you from this side of the mic, Benji Shulman.
How's it, Simon? How are you doing? It's a bit strange, yes.
Very strange. Last time we were presenting together in studio, and now you are my own very personal interviewee.
And not and in I'm studio, either of us.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. So, Benji, I was given a link to something called I Shook. And I'm going to ask you to tell us all about I Shook. What is it? What is its purpose? And what do you, what does it aim to do?
Yeah, thanks, Simon. I appreciate it. So I Shook is an initiative of the South African Zionist Federation. And basically what we're trying to do is assist small businesses in the community at this time who are basically lacking their customers. People can't get to their favorite coffee shops, to their favorite restaurants. They can't go to the malls in some cases. And so what I Shook allows you to do is go on and buy from companies at a discount and get a voucher. And then when you are able to visit the company again, you'll be able to redeem it and get this product service and help get these companies some money at this point so that they can pay staff and rent and that sort of thing.
So, Benji, how do businesses take part in this initiative? How do we get to see it? Just give us the detail about the site.
So basically, it's very simple. ishuk.co.za. That's I-S-H-U-K as in a market. If you're a business, we've made the verification very simple. There's a lot of these initiatives out there, but ours is like really the simplest because we have the sort of Jewish network that we can verify you very quickly. So we ask for a few documents, a few bits of pieces of paper, etc. And then the business goes through our verification system, takes 24 hours, and we put you on the site. If you're a customer, you just go to the same site, ishuk.co.za. You click on purchase vouchers and you'll see all the businesses that we have. We have now over 40 that are on the site from around the country. And you just click on the one that you want, put the amount you want for the voucher, and then follow the process to get your voucher and then redeem it later on.
I must say, I did give it a bit of a test run before speaking to you. I found it easy, simple to use as a customer. What I also liked, because it appeals to one sense of both assisting a business but getting a good deal at the same time, is that you would say buy a 500 rand voucher at XYZ store and it actually is worth about 750. So you're gaining, you're not just being, you know, assisting and philanthropic, but you are getting value out of it as well. So it's a complete win-win situation, this one.
Yeah, very much. You know, we're appealing both to the tzedakah element and to the shmuchel element of our community. And, you know, so why not?
And there's nothing wrong with that, because as we said, that's a win-win. Benji, I just want to take you back to a, an SMS from Unsigned, quite a while ago, but during the show still, about 40 minutes ago, and he says the following. He says, the Chev has done a marvelous job in helping the poorest in our community, but it's the middle class who are suffering the most. We generally own our own homes. We are highly educated, but because of the economy, we are lacking funds for day-to-day living. We are proud and we need jobs. And I think that this is what makes this crisis so different from other crises before. This is affecting everybody. This is affecting those who've been responsible, who've invested, who've saved, and yet this has just absolutely taken the power out of people's hands and created a need that there never has been before. And then Lisa O'Radian, sorry, I'm reading you a lot of notes, but this is important. People can learn to live with lockdown, but Chai FM and other organizations need to be more proactive in helping the Jewish community find jobs. Maybe the last 10 minutes of the morning and the afternoon could be devoted to this. It is interesting, isn't it, Benji, that there is such a significant need out there that in an hour's show, I've had two notes just dealing with those issues.
Yeah, you know, this was something that we were looking at very carefully, Simon, from the beginning, trying to see, you know, where can an organization like the Zionist Fed fit into the overall community response on this thing? So obviously, one of the things we've tried to do is look after the political mandate and also to see where Israeli tech can play a role in helping solve this thing, which we're working a lot on. But from the beginning, we were pretty convinced that, as the listener said, this was only not only going to be a crisis of the poor, but it was going to be a crisis of the productive part of our community that is not necessarily in the corporates or you know, like big and out there, but it's the small businesses, which is really the backbone of the community. And if we can do anything to help them at this time, then when we eventually do get through this thing, and we will get through this thing, then at least on the other side there'll be you know, the structures still in place that people can take their lives forward.
I think that's a super worthwhile initiative, Benji. Thank you. Thank you to the Zionist Fed for doing that. That's ishook.co.za. Whether you want to join as a vendor or as a customer, very worthwhile going on site. And yeah, here's hoping, Benji, that it just grows and grows and grows.
Yes, Simon, thank you for the time, and thank you to everyone who's been buying and signing up. And if you are listening, please go buy a voucher for a company, sign up your company. We're getting more every day, and we want to see you there.
Thank you so much, Benji. We will chat soon and hear what a success has become shortly. I at least hope that that's exactly what will happen.